And welcome this morning.
Love you guys.
Bless you.
All right. Okay. I'm excited to be here. I did want to say, I always end up on the floor, so I don't know where, I mean, not down on the floor, but I end up down there somewhere talking to you. You know, when I came in today to the building, I'm here for the third time, and so I'm so grateful. And I want to honor your pastors, of course, David and Bobby Clear. Could we give them a hand? Because you know, without pastors, none of this happens, right? We don't have a place to come to. And so sometimes we take it for granted that this place is up on the hill and it's a light shining on the hill. And when I came in for the third time, I felt like this was a refuge place for me. Like I came in and I immediately felt the peace of God. Just something happened. Do you feel that when you come in here? Just that God's presence is here, and this is a safe place. This is a place out of the storm. How many know out there it gets kind of hostile, right? You know, and here it's supposed to be peaceful and righteousness, peace and joy, power, love, and a sound mind, faith, hope, and love. You know, those things are all germinating here. And I've been through a challenging year of health, and I went back in your pastor's the office there, and they couldn't pray for me fast enough. Like, I mean, I know Bobby was waiting. If he would just stop telling the story, we would have a prayer here. I should have stopped about halfway through the story. And because I could just sense I was in a safe place. And then they laid their hands on me and prayed, and there was something that shifted inside my spirit. Something with this physical problem shifted. I felt it. And it was prayed that it was under my feet. And when it went under my feet, I felt like this was a time to advance. A time to move forward. A time to, that year was over and this year is now, and it's a new dimension. It's a new season. And I just sense in my spirit that God wants to renew you. He wants to refresh you. He wants to stir your faith afresh. He wants to anoint you afresh for this season. He wants to embolden you and empower you to go forward. How many have ever got stuck? Lift your hand up if you've ever got stuck. Like some people get stuck like in a cul-de-sac, and then they wonder why they're not moving forward. And others just get on an off ramp and they go somewhere else. And then God bless them, the Holy Spirit gets you back on the on ramp. Cause you got, how many got on the off ramp before and you just kind of just took a detour? How many got in a cul-de-sac and you just started spinning around? You wonder, am I ever going to get out of this turnstile? It's like getting on one of those turnabouts and never figuring out which road to take. And you're just stuck. I believe God wants to unstick us. He wants to move us forward. And I mean, this is for every age, from the youngest to the oldest. Now I suffer from panic and anxiety. So I had the little, I always, when I'm speaking, I have anxiety issues. Like, can I do this? And is it pop? You know, where's that coming from? Could I ask somebody where that's coming from? Coming from the enemy, right? He doesn't want us to advance. He doesn't want us to say anything. He doesn't want us to accomplish anything. He doesn't want us to move forward. But we're going to move forward, right? We're going to move forward through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, before I go too far, because you introduced the books and you said the books are encouraging, these books are encouraging. If I told you that I could spend the whole time telling you how I didn't write this book, but my name's on it. But I spoke it, and then it went through all kinds of things, and it got into a book. You know, when God wants to get something done, He doesn't worry about our limitations, right? He just gets the job done. Because we all have three things in common. We're frail, fragile, and we can be insecure. Anybody bear witness to that? Kind of like, raise your hand if you resemble that. I remember leaving Starbucks once, and the Lord said, you want to know what everybody has in common? I said, yeah, I'd love to know that. They're frail, fragile, and insecure. And I said, that explains everything. That just explains everything. But in Him, we're more than what? Conquered. Now, If you have suffered from discouragement lately, like prolonged, or you have been a bit depressed. Now that's kind of a strange thing to say. Like I want you to stand up if that's you. Would you stand up if you've been, there we go. Anyone else in the room? Oh man. Anybody else? God's with you. I'm telling you. The Holy Spirit's with you. You're not alone. You're not alone. I want to bless you with that book. It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. Rest in Him. Sense His presence is here. Just be at peace. I'd like you to come up if you've been suffering from discouragement just for a minute. Just come right up here. Just come. I want to pray for you. I suffered from panic and anxiety a lot of my life. Come on up. Come on up. It's a safe place. It's a refuge place. I didn't have books for everybody. Not this many. I didn't know if this many, but I just had this thought. And I'm not excluding anybody by not giving you a book. I only have this many. Who's been in a severe depression? You've really been struggling. I really want to see if I can get you. Okay, you too. I don't know. I'm going to send, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have Susan send a box of books here, and we'll get them. We did have some ordered, but they didn't come in. So I don't want you to be left out. So I'm just going to send a box of books, and you can distribute them. I feel the power of God here today so strong, and this is a safe place, a refuge place. And I want to believe that God is going to touch you in a fresh way in this season and deliver you. So I'd like everyone to just extend your hand just towards those that have been so bold to. We're going to pray. Just if you could link arms up here, just know that in the linking of arms and the linking of shields that you're not alone. That God's presence is here to love on you, to meet you. He's going to restore you. He's going to strengthen you. He's going to anoint you. His presence is here to love on you. The three things God wants to do in our life is love us, transform us, and He wants us to be fruitful. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is here to bless you. He's here to strengthen you. Just sense this. Oh, man. God's here. This is a safe place. This is a refuge place. A place from the where we're out of the storm and we're in Him. It's not a building. It's our Lord Jesus. It says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ is in you. The anointing is upon you. His love is with you. And you see the enemy in your lives here in the front and in the congregation. The enemy is under your feet. You can trample on snakes and scorpions. You have authority in Christ. And the enemy's tried to come to disarm you and tried to come to. He's so personal. So is God. The enemy comes and he's so personal to attack us in our weakness, attack us in our vulnerability, attack us in what we aren't, where God comes to tell us who we are. He comes to fortify us. He comes to anoint us with the full armor of God. He comes to impart into us supernatural grace, favor that we could never earn, never come up to, but through the blood of Jesus, there's a love that's being shed abroad in your hearts, and that love will crush fear. To see an anointing to break the assignment of the enemy. To break the enemy's tactic against your life where he's come to steal. He's come to kill. And he's come to destroy. He has no feelings. He's under your feet. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I see power being released upon you. Power, love, and a sound mind. Let these minds clear up in the name of Jesus. Let them come into order, sound mind, disciplined and under control where they've been ragged. Sense the anointing on you too here and each one of you, but there's a grace on your life, a favor on your life. We bind and take out rejection. God, we bind and take out the lying spirits that have come to hurt and harm people right here standing. Lord, we bless them in Jesus' name. We bless them in the name of Jesus, Lord. All the mental battles, all the things that have tried to come against them. God, let those battles be under their feet, God. There's an anointing. It's a grace. There's a favor upon you. There's a strength being imparted through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord would say, it's time to rise up. The Lord would say, it's time to rise up and move forward. It's in the advancing that you're going to see the victory. It's when you're moving, you're going to see the breakthrough. When you're taking a step of faith, you're going to see the enemy under your feet. And even though it might be a challenge or a difficult moment to take that step, the Lord will secure you and strengthen you. Not by might or not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. I'll do a new work in you. I'll do something fresh. Take that step of faith. I'll meet you there in your finances. I'll meet you there in your relationships. I'll meet you there in your emotions. I'll meet you there when you're moving, when you're advancing. Paul said, I forget what's behind and I press on. Where you wanted to quit, where you wanted to give up, where you wanted to stop, where you wanted to throw in the towel, where you wanted to say, this is too hard. I'm coming to tell you, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. It's a breakthrough moment, says the Lord. I'm shattering the arm of the enemy that reached out to you to harm you, to hurt you. I'm shattering his arm, says the Lord. I'm shattering his tactics and his plot and his plan against you. I'm anointing you with favor. I'm anointing you with favor, says the Lord. I'm anointing you with a new favor. Something fresh today. I just see long-standing things that have been difficult to overcome being broken right now, being shattered. There's a new favor on your life, a new strength. You don't have to work it up. You just need to receive it. Just receive it. Let the Word of God just fill your heart. Let the strength of the Holy Spirit break the arm of the enemy. All this hurt. All this hurt. Jesus. Jesus. Something sweet God's doing. Something gracious He's doing. It's His power. It's His might. I just want to thank you, each of you, for your courage to get out of your chair. To be transparent, just to come forward and receive from the Holy Spirit something new. I felt today something so new and fresh was being released. Something so new and fresh was being breathed upon you by the Spirit. Something so new and fresh was coming forth. Lord, we just thank you. Thank you. Let's just thank the Lord. Let's be thankful. Let's just be thankful. Let's just let thankfulness releases just some new grace upon lives here, just gratitude for the Lord's presence. He's here with you. He's doing a new thing. It says, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Just a little joy of the Lord there. Just good. You know, when the Lord releases joy, it's, you know, the kingdom of God is not eating or drinking. It's not physical. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So I just believe God's releasing a fresh righteousness. Wherever you're, we know the righteousness is imputed into us because of what Jesus did for us, but we have to walk that righteousness out, right? We have to have right thinking. So when you think of righteousness, think of right thinking. We have so much wrong thinking that leads us down so many wrong trails. So we want our mind renewed through His Word and by the Spirit. And so righteousness is so important. And righteousness defeats lies. Lies believed. Lies you've believed since you were 6 years old. Things the enemy got in through a doorway, said something, somebody said something, and you've never let it go. Let it go. The Lord will take you right back to that door where that lying spirit tried to come in and implant something about you, your personality, and in Christ you're free. This is so dynamic, this is so powerful, that all we have to do is receive it. It's not earned, it's received. Your identity in Christ is received, it's free. And it restores us, it brings us back to wholeness. We don't have to prove ourselves, jump through a whole bunch of hoops to try to get approval or try to prove ourselves to anybody. We don't have to do that. We're free in Him. We've been set free. And peace, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, it'll guard your heart and your mind in Christ. It's a literal force. It's God's presence. I just see a new peace being imparted into you, a new peace. When you wake up tomorrow, we're going to secure the ground we gained. This is a deliverance moment. This is a moment of freedom. This is a freedom weekend. I don't know. Didn't plan a freedom weekend, but can we give the Lord a hand? He's setting us free. Oh, we can do better than that. Come on, let's thank the Lord. I know I feel like there's just shackles on the ground here. Like I came into this place, got prayed for in the pastor's room, and then came out here and I thought I had a message, but God had a message. So I'm sitting there and the Lord says, give a book to the people that are depressed. I didn't think very many people would raise their hand. Come on. Wait, we live in the complicated. The last one is joy. That the joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh man, we just need to uncork it, don't we? I feel like you're a bottle of, well, bubbly or whatever, you know. And God's just shaking you up today. And then He's opening the top and His contents is going to go spilling out. Because you're filled with the Holy Spirit. It's meant to flow like a river. And the enemy just comes, the dumb enemy. And he comes to put a cork on your bottle and set you aside. Did it? Do it to another one. Stay, shut your mouth. Just go over in a corner. Okay. We somehow agree with it. It's who we agree with where the power is going to come from. And a lot, you know, we think 40 to 60,000 thoughts a day and we have to take every one of those captives. Does that sound exhausting? It is exhausting, isn't it? You're trying. We're going to have to let God do the heavy lifting in our mind. We do not have the... If you try to wrangle every 40 to 60,000, by the time you get one, like you're trying to figure it out, the devil will flank you and come at you from another side. We have to let God take care of this. Amen. And just give us a sound mind. You're going to leave so different, I'm telling you, starting today. Just today, right now. When's today? Today is the day of salvation. Salvation is the redemption of sin. It is deliverance and it is healing. Who's not a candidate for salvation? Come on, I'm I just want to say I'm so proud of you. If no one ever said that they were proud of you, I want to say I'm proud of you. Proud of you. I feel like you need to hear that today. God is proud of you. Your Heavenly Father is proud of you.
Yes, sir.
And God's love is being bursting in your heart today. It's light. He's light and He's love. He cares so much for each one of us. It's outside our comprehension, His love. It doesn't even compute. So if we try to fit His love into our little mind, it's not going to work. We're not going to get it where we need it, and that's in the depths of our soul. Where He loves us at the depth of our being. Through all of our hurts, rejections, how many have been rejected? You know, the problem with trauma, we're all going to go through trauma. Physical or mental, some level of someone abandon you. We're all going to go through that. The danger, the reality isn't that somebody doesn't go through it. That's not a reality. But the danger is that we get stuck in it. And we don't move on beyond it. And then the enemy wins. So God wants to take you beyond it. Whatever it is. Let's give the Lord a hand. He's so good. Well, I'm going to let you go back to your seats and put your Can we do this in the room? Could everybody do this? Because in something like this, there's an impartation. And sometimes we don't even know what that is. We're not even sure what the Lord did. But we know He's up to good. We know He's doing something good for His kids. So put your hand on your heart. Just place it there. God's touching you. And I just want to pray a blessing upon your life and strength and wholeness. And then we'll get on to the Word. I just feel so quickened that God's presence is here to touch us. And He's doing something new inside of our heart. I believe the three things I shared are true. God's into renewal right now. He wants to renew us. He wants to refresh us. He wants to strengthen us. He wants to do all that because He wants to stir us. He wants to stir us up from the inside out. Light a fire inside of us for Him. And He wants us to be emboldened and empowered to go forward. And so I really believe that there's an impartation of the Holy Spirit here today. Power, love, and a sound mind. If you've been confused, faith, hope, and love, and righteousness, peace, and joy. And in those nine things, there's a double portion of love. There's enough love for you to fill your bucket, and there's enough love that's going to spill out to touch others. So let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You that You impart righteousness, peace, and joy through the Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank You for power, love, and a sound mind through the Holy Spirit. Now we pray for an impartation of faith, hope, and love. God, that we would just come alive in You in this season. You would renew us. You would stir us afresh. God, just we'd shake off any dust or debris or anything in the well that's stuck in there that's trying to hinder the flow of the Spirit. Break it up, Lord. Break up that fallow ground. Break up our heart today. God, cause something new to come upon us by your Spirit. Tongues of fire, Lord, came upon those in the upper room and they moved out. They went from there to somewhere and we read about it. But they moved by the power of the Spirit. Lord, so we're not moving in our own strength. We're moving by your leading, your guiding, your anointing, your favor, your blessing. Let us step into that today. Let us go deeper. Oh, Jesus, help us to go deeper with you. Oh, Lord, release that new. Lord, this is a refuge place. I see people coming from the north, the south, the east, the west. They're looking for refuge. They're looking for a refuge from the storm, from the mind games and struggles and things that are going on in their life that they have no answers for, Lord. But you're the answer. Lord, I just pray that your grace would anoint each one today to advance your kingdom through the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Can I move this down there again? I'll end up down there anyway, so I figure I'm going to stand here. Okay. Want to talk to you today. Wow. Thank Jesus that, you know, I always tell the students, don't think I'm going to fix you. I'm just pointing you to the one who does. That's it. And so it's exciting. I want to share a title, Awaken Your Heart to Intimacy with God. Awaken your heart to intimacy with God, to a closer walk. I want to, can I have permission to stir us up today or you know, say some things that might change what we do or patterns? I'm an applicationist. I like to take the scriptures and then apply them right away, or they're just going to be in my head somewhere. And so I want us to make application to the Word of God. And so I'm really excited. So the verse I'm going to share is Psalm 57, verse 8. And it starts, all this starts with an awakened heart. And Psalm 57, verse 8, David is in a cave and Saul's bearing down on him. And so that's the picture. So if David was looking at circumstances, he would be discouraged, right? This could be a discouraging moment. How many sometimes get your eyes on the problem and not the promise? Can I have a show of hands if that's you? And where does that take us? Right, you know, just right down. So the problem is we keep looking at it, keeps what? Getting bigger. And God gets, I don't know, he doesn't get smaller, but we just don't recognize him because, but when we look to him and magnify him for who he is and how big he is, the problem does what? Gets smaller. And so I want to give you an application to your morning time with the Lord because that's my passion is the morning time with God. But I wanted to read David. He says, wake up my heart. Wake up, O lyre and harp. I will make the dawn with my song. Now you got to remember, things are crashing in on him. And he's making this declaration in the morning. Now, David wrote Psalm 57 while hiding in a cave, fleeing from King Saul. He was surrounded by danger, isolated and uncertain about the future. Does that sound like any of us? We're all uncertain about the future because we don't know the future. I have three things. He's God, I'm not. He knows the future, I don't. He leads, I follow. That's it. And just make it really simple. I'm just following him, right? And so David's stuck in this situation where he decided it's no use looking at the problem. I got to look at the solution. And so he says, wake up. So he says, wake up my heart. Wake up, O lyre and harp. I will wake the dawn with my song. Now, a Hebrew word for wake up there is to stir oneself. Come on, in the morning when everything comes at you, all the problems, you got to wake up yourself to the Lord. We got to get our hearts so enlarged with His presence that our problems start to shrink. Otherwise, we're going to do what in the morning? We're going to focus on our problems, and all they're going to do is get bigger, pile on, and just take us out. But David sees this, and he says, "Wake up, my heart." Means to stir oneself, to rouse, to awaken from slumber or inactivity. He's trying to get his heart stirred up in the morning. And so this is what, this is what I want to encourage you. David isn't waiting to feel inspired.
Come on. Yeah.
You know the one thing about church that I love? You can come in here brain dead and they'll inspire you, you know? But when you wake up in the morning, you have to inspire yourself. And we have to have every morning like a church service. That's my vision for you. Every morning is like a church service. For the first 15 or 20 or 30 minutes, you're waking up your heart. Otherwise, the stuff will just pile in and it'll enclose you. Your well will get full of sticks, rocks, and mud, and there won't be any flow of the Spirit. I mean, down, I went to a funeral yesterday, and the guy to his dying breath was red hot for Jesus, moving the kingdom forward. He was a man after God's own heart. It was amazing. But he had to stir it up. That just didn't happen. He wasn't like an aberration or something. No. He simply stirred it up. I want to encourage you that the morning is the time to awaken your heart to the Lord. To command it to go forth and to go forward and to go up to the Lord. Now, the word heart there is not lev, which is normally the center of our being. It's the word kabod. It's the word for glory. What David was trying to talk about was that the deepest place in him, that place that was reserved for the Lord, the deepest part of his soul was meant to give God the glory and to honor Him and to put Him first and to just make that his focal point in the morning. You ever wake up depressed and discouraged? You ever wake up that way? Anybody wake up that way? Lift your hands up if you wake up or with problems or something. And then that just kind of weighs on you all day. Well, there's a way to break through to the Lord that's going to bring peace and clarity and understanding. Now, the next thing is, I wanted to talk about, so we have this idea of waking up our heart, right? And then I wanted to talk about Ezekiel 47, because I felt like these were two pictures that I wanted you to see today. Is that when you first open your eyes, you're waking up your heart to the Lord. But in Ezekiel 47, the prophet saw a vision of a river flowing from the temple. And then it flowed out from the temple. And river in the Old Testament is the presence of God, right? It's God's presence. And Ezekiel was seeing this vision of the river getting deeper. So he saw this vision every number of steps he took. I think it was 1,750 feet, I think. Let me look at that. Well, this page may. Oh, well. Every 1,750 feet that he was guided by the Lord to see the river, he got to the river at one point and he looked and he went in and it was ankle deep. It was ankle deep. Then he went another 1,750 feet and he looked into the river, waded into the river, and it was knee-deep. Then he went another distance, 1,750 feet, and it was waist-deep. Then he went another distance, and it was up over his head. Now, in that picture, the temple representing the throne of God, heaven, the river of God. Jesus said, out of your innermost being will flow a river of living water. Plant yourself, it says in Psalm 1, by a river of living water. You're a tree planted. So that river is meant to deepen over time, right? That river in our life, the presence of God, the anointing, the favor is meant to increase over time. Today, I want to encourage you to go deeper. That's my encouragement. It's to go deeper into the Lord. It's to take another step. It's not to evaluate, am I ankle deep with the Lord? That's, people evaluate where they're at with, we measure against each other. We don't have to measure against anybody. All we need to know is that we're at a spot, and notice that the Lord took the prophet further in the vision. Took him where? Forward. And every time it got deeper, the experience with the Lord got richer and deeper and more intimate and more anointed and more powerful. It's interesting about rivers. If you wade into a river, like perpendicular into a lake or something, or into a river, the farther you get out, isn't it interesting? The farther you get into the river, the what you have, the less control. Do I have any control freaks in here? Do I have anybody that just, no, lift your hand if you're like a master controller. Lift up your hand just high. Just make everybody else comfortable. I'll say it a different way. How many like to be in control? Could I have a show of hands if that's you? So when we're thinking about the river of God and we're thinking about going deeper with Him, we're thinking about He's in control and I'm not. We're letting go. We're letting Him take control. And so to me, this is so powerful. I notice when I try to control one thing, if I try to get into tomorrow and control something in tomorrow, you know what happens? Anxiety. Because I don't know tomorrow, so I'm trying to control tomorrow, and the Lord says there's grace for today. And there'll be grace for tomorrow, and you can plan for tomorrow. A man's mind plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. He's in what? He's in charge. To me, it's been exciting to give Him control of my life because I'm crazy. No, ask my wife. She said, you're the most unhappy person I've ever met 18 years ago. Prompted me to do something. I didn't know what, but the thing I did was meet with Jesus every morning. And after a year, she said, man, you're getting better. No, she doesn't say it. I could have her come up here. She won't. No, it has to really be happening. It has to be. After that, I said, can I just stay meeting with the Lord every day? You know, I only intend to meet with the Lord. I met with Him today and I intend to meet with Him tomorrow, and that's it. And suddenly 18 years went by. Right. But it's the key to stirring our heart is to be in God's presence every morning, to stir that up no matter what we're going through. Everything is coming at you. We're stirring up that fresh heart for the Lord. Now, I want to go through 7 things to encourage you in awakening your heart in the morning. But I'm so confused whether to call these steps or whatever. Because I don't want anything I say to become formulaic. Like if I just, everyone's looking for a formula, right? There's no formula. It's deeper, right? Say deeper with me. I'm going deeper. I'm going to go deeper. I'm going to move. I'm going to advance into what God has for me. And I'm going to stir my heart in the morning. These little truths have transformed my life. I wrote a book about it, and not the book you have, but another book, and it was the first book. And so there'll be resource cards for all these things at the back, and there's just a little, it's a little bit of business card. You can take it. There's all kinds of resources. My passion is to support your time alone with Jesus in the morning. That's my passion. Because that's where the action is. That's where the power is. That's where depression shifts to peace. I love it in the morning. I wake up so depressed. And by the time devotions end, I'm ready to go. And you know, I have the gift of encouragement, mostly one-on-one, not as much from the pulpit, but one-on-one. And I know the minute the flow happens, the minute the water starts to move, is I want to encourage somebody. So I have all these people, good morning, Link, good morning, good morning, good morning. I wonder if I drive them crazy. But when we're touched by Him in the morning, He produces the fruit of the Spirit. He activates your gift. Everything starts, things don't change, but you do. And what does it matter if you do? Then you're just ready to go. Here we go, Lord. Where are we going? I'm leading, you're following. Just be with me. Go to work. Be faithful. Get there on time. Do all those things. But I'm with you. And we're going to see something happen today. Man, if we could get this vision of being empowered in the morning through the Holy Spirit and what God wants to do. I love it when I get up and I'm so depressed. I'd hear this little click, like something clicked. I don't know. This is very subjective. You know, the reason I don't like to make this a formula is because we all have our own personal way. I'm just going to give you some ideas today. But the key is what? You got to get there.
Yeah.
If you don't get there, nothing can happen.
Right.
If you don't focus, nothing can take place. We'll just carry that worry into the day and then it goes boom, boom, boom. It just comes down like that. So I want to encourage you in your time alone with the Lord. And this is what I start with. Number one, awaken your heart to surrender. Romans 12:1, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. When you wake up in the morning, you open your eyes and you say, good morning, Heavenly Father. First thought, remember we've talked about that. Has anybody been doing that? Can they lift your hand? When you wake up with your very, very first thought, and your very, very first greeting, make it to God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. You know why? He's been waiting all night for you to get up. He lives inside you. It's okay to greet your Father, your Heavenly Father. I just did a big research thing on the psychological and the physiological impact of greeting God in the morning. You cannot believe what this does to change our life. From hormones to neurotransmitters to this thing, that thing, your emotions. You just say, good morning, Heavenly Father. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. First thought. Don't give your mind a chance to go anywhere else. Just boom. Don't give the devil a chance to lie to you when you can greet the Lord in the morning. Then you can just simply go, Jesus, I surrender my will to your will. Because who's better to take charge of your life than God?
Right.
I tried. Oh, that was my story. I tried prior to surrendering every morning, and I ended up being the most unhappy person that Susan had ever met. Although she had been married to me for like 20 years, and so that was a track record. She could speak into that. I'm happier now, right, dear? Lots happier. Try it. Good morning, Heavenly Father. One guy, he was out of touch with God, been a Christian, running purity ministries. He was so angry and mad at guys for lying. And I thought, wow, this guy's intense. He's been saying good morning, Jesus, for the last 3 years. We've been texting good morning. You wouldn't even recognize the guy. He's transformed. Physiologically, psychologically, spiritually, it's amazing. So this is the surrender moment. The very, very first moment is your surrender moment. Because there's just two yous, right? There's you and you, the one you would become and self-will and choose. And then there's you and Him, the plan and purpose that He has for you. How many know that the you and you is kind of grumpy? How many? Yeah. How many know that you and him is sweeter? Could I have a child? You know, you could be yelling at the dog and whatever. You know, I mean, something, and someone calls. You go, hello. Like, how did you change? Like, right. So anyway, to me, this is exciting because it's so simple. I've got to see it as simple. I've watched so many people's lives change by just saying good morning to God. Wow, but was that simple all along? Why didn't, if that's the easiest way to disciple someone, just say good morning to Jesus and their life changes. Okay. Oh, I'm almost out of time. My wife kept saying, you got to move, but I... We had a glorious start, though, didn't we? We just, people's lives. Number two, awaken your heart to musical celebration. I want to encourage you to pipe the music into your head, the worship, and I want you to celebrate God. Now, I go out in the backyard, and I have a runway, and there's no one behind us you could see for 50 miles. I don't know, maybe 12. But anyway, it's a secret place. And it's a large patio, and I just dance out there in the morning. Why do I dance out there? Because I can. And I want to. And because I'm celebrating. When David, the Ark of the Covenant, was coming in, he couldn't contain himself. Oh, presence of God coming back. He got so excited. I want to encourage you, get excited. Celebrate the Lord. Psalms 150. Get a tambourine. That doesn't matter. Do whatever you got to do. Shut the door. Don't let anyone see you. And I tell people to dance all the time. Then they say, I tried it. It works. You know, because we're created. We come in here and we worship and we feel the presence from the parking lot. I'm telling you, the presence of God is going to get on you so strong. You get out and celebrate. Just celebrate the Lord. Do a little dance or get up with the music. I don't, you know, tap your foot in the chair, whatever you do. Let the music send you into a place of worship, praise, thanksgiving. Number three. Love to develop these, but buy the book. No, I'm not selling any book. Yeah, the book's there. Awaken your heart by opening fully to God. I just want to encourage you to open your heart fully to God. Just open your heart fully to God. How many know you can compartmentalize your relationship with the Lord? You can let Him into some areas, but not all areas, right? I'll give you this, but I'll keep this over here. I don't know why when I saw you, I just thought that. You were responding. Sorry, I didn't mean to. Not pointing anybody out, but raise your hand if I'm pointing you out. So anyway, how many compartmentalize your heart? You'll give Him some. No, the Lord wants you to fling your heart wide open. Give Him everything. A living sacrifice. Just, you know, the church at Laodicea, they had become so lukewarm. They were so indifferent that Jesus wasn't even on the inside anymore. He was on the outside knocking. Yeah. We don't want God on the outside knocking. But if He's knocking, you know what you do? Zip over to the door. Open it up. Come on in. Because He's the initiator. We're the responders. Yeah. I want to encourage you in the morning. Open your heart up to Him fully. Yeah. Your hurts, your pains, those places of woundings. Let God in. And over time, He'll just sit with you, dine with you, and He'll meet you and He'll heal you. Mm-hmm. This morning time is underestimated. Yes, we turned it into a duty and something logical that we could do. No, this is relational. This is fire. The more depressed you are, the more you push in. Right. Awake. Oh, heart, wake up. God's here. And this is exciting. This isn't passive. This is when you're in the dregs and you just want to. I have been so sick this last year. I can't even tell you the times I just wanted to lay in bed. But there was a meeting to happen. There was a meeting. Sometimes the Lord wakes up at 3, I'm ready. I'm thinking, you're ready. I'm tired. You're ready. I'm ready. What's that mean? Get up! Wake up! There's something, God, this relationship with God, we brought it, we want to, He's God, we're not, we just need to be responsive and He will stretch us, enlarge you, fill you, bless you, encourage you. Maybe circumstances don't change, but you do.
Yeah.
We're waiting for circumstantial happiness. I'm 68, that ain't going to happen.
Right.
The older you get, just realize, wow, I wish I'd learned this early. I always tell the students, I wish the things I share with you are the things I wish someone told me when I was your age. Number four is awaken your heart through the Word of God. By now, when you've surrendered, you've celebrated God, and you've opened your heart, you know when the best time to open the Word up is? Right then. Because it's pretty good soil. It's pretty good soil. You've kind of let it out. You're there. Remember, we're having a church service in the morning and no one's even aware. And you're just having the time of your life and you're going, wow. People go, you don't look the same. You're different. People have told me after 7 days of doing this that they don't look, that their boss would come up and say, what's different about you? You're like different. It's the Spirit of God. It's the flow of the river. It's so powerful. The next thing. So the Word of God, open the Word. Digest it. Take it in. Get it in. You know, the Word of God's like seed. What's it do? You plant it. And what you're planting in this morning, like this morning, what I was planting will come to fruit when? In its time. But what fruit I'm bearing now is what I planted then. It's coming forth now. And then it's just this cycle. That's why we stay in. It's exciting. So the Lord's going to illuminate the Word of God. That's what the Spirit's going to do. Number five, awaken your heart by dedicating your day to the Lord. Do I have about five more minutes? Dedicating your day to the Lord. Just dedicate your day. Dedicate your life. You can just pray the Lord's Prayer and on the second line of the Lord's Prayer, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Who's he using to fulfill his purpose? Us! So we're dedicating our life to the Lord. We're giving it to Him. We're not trying to fulfill our will anymore. We're fulfilling His will.
Amen.
That's such a monumental change sometimes in our understanding of who's in control. Once we realize He's in control, I'm surrendering to Him. I get the Holy Spirit to lead my life. Unless the Holy Spirit was leading, none of that would have happened because I was nervous just about delivering the Word. And the Holy Spirit says, I have things I want to do. Can you just respond? Can you be with me? Can you stay in step? Yes, sir. What are we doing? Yeah, just give a book out to somebody. And then just do that. Okay, what's that do? Then, yeah, salvation, signs, wonders, miracles. God wants it. Okay, what's the next step? Just keep taking the next step.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary. What if I take that step? No, that's not how you follow Jesus. That's not how you dedicate and walk. You just take one step at a time, right? We're walking in the Spirit. To me, this is exciting. I'm so excited about this. When people get excited about this, their whole world changes. When they dedicate their day to the Lord, they're aware. That's not just a grocery clerk checking out my stuff. That's a that's a person. That's how Jesus walked through the earth. They just weren't crowds and there weren't agendas. There were people. I'm telling you, there's so many divine appointments from dedicating your day to the Lord. Now, I'm sure you're doing it, but I just want to, I don't know, I want to light a fire, set a spark. I don't know, it was whatever I can do to help. I just want to be an encouragement to you. Because the devil is trying to discourage you. Awaken your heart to listen to the Holy Spirit. Oh, I love John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice. Unplug my ears, Lord. By this time, you know, what have we done? We've surrendered. We've worshiped the Lord with our surrender. We've celebrated Him. Woohoo! We've opened our heart to Him. The Word of God is planting there. We've dedicated our day to the Lord. Now we're candidates to do what? Listen. Follow. Go. By this time, I can't, you know, for me, the depression took about 80 days, and then that started to really, don't get discouraged if you're just starting this and you've got some hang up, some sin. Most sin is an intimacy problem.
Right.
When you're sad, stop trying to fix the outer when you just go to the source.
Yeah.
And then those things don't have the same meaning anymore because you're being so satisfied on the inner person. And so don't, those things will just fall off. Okay, I gotta go. Awaken your heart to His leading. Obedience to His leading. To His leading. Obedience. Go talk to that person. Okay, what do you want me to say? Just trying to figure everything out again. Now, what happens when you get down to moment by moment, you're just obeying the Lord? I'm telling you, there's no life more exhilarating. This is where all the action is. It's when His kingdom is advancing through you. Those supernatural conversations, those supernatural events, the ways things come together that can never happen. It just becomes a whole mindset of it, seeing what we can't see, right?
Yeah.
That's what Paul said. Don't look at what you can see. That'll pass away. Look at what you can't see. That's eternal. What was he seeing? I tell you, the Lord. What was he seeing? He was seeing more than me, I'm sure. But he started to see, caught a glimpse. He could see it. It was the kingdom advancing. How could that guy, through shipwreck and beating and all that stuff, keep the focus in the morning? That's how Jesus did it, early before daybreak. I just want to tell you, I love you. I know God's doing something. Can I just do one little thing? I want to encourage, if you feel like you need a fresh renewal, a fresh stirring, a fresh emboldening, and this has been speaking to you, I just want to encourage you to stand up if you could. Just if something's been touching your heart, just feel like there maybe have been a few that this is touching their spirit, touching their heart. God's doing something new. He's doing something fresh in all of us through the Spirit. And I just sense the Lord's presence. Maybe you've been discouraged like we talked about. The Lord's here to do something new, something fresh. I appreciate you three just standing up. God's doing something there. Just appreciate. I'm not forcing anybody to stand up. Please. I sometimes think if we can just respond, we signal heaven. That's for me. It doesn't mean everybody. It just means that there was something that the Holy Spirit was saying. I could say all kinds of stuff, and the Holy Spirit will just talk to you and tell you what's personal. I know that. You just get up here and you share and the Word and you share. And the Holy Spirit, they come up and say, this is what I heard, and it wasn't anything I said. And I'm just thinking, Jesus, thank you. That's all that mattered. Come on up. Let's just pray and let's just seal this. Come on up. Come on up together. I think this is a good moment to... I'm just going to end with this and turn it over to... I love you guys. I know God has something He's doing fresh and new. Something fresh. Younger, older, we're all together and we're just waiting on the Lord, and I just invite your pastor back. Just want to honor the time and just feel like he can pray over you, pray over the church, pray over this season. I sense something. Sense it. New day. I know we have trauma in the world. I know there's lots of things. Do you know what? Jesus was born into trauma in the world. We're citizens of the kingdom. We have an assignment God's called us to. We've been given a new nature. You know, people that don't have the... You know, you feel the conflict and you have a new nature, right? Think of the people that don't have the new nature. What is happening to them? So beautiful that God is calling us to the next, to the new. It's right now, in the midst of all this turmoil. And God will work it all together for good. He'll open hearts. This will be a refuge place. I see it coming from the north, the south, the east, west, to receive Him and love Him and to be loved by you. It's powerful, Pastor David.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I believe the Lord wants to touch some folks here this morning. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Scripture talks about a river. There is a river that flows. Well, Pastor talked about it. There's a river that flows from the very throne of God. It's a river that refreshes and renews and restores. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We're just going to wait on the Holy Spirit here a moment. Just begin to open your heart to Him. There is a river There is a river that flows from the presence of God. Hallelujah. There is a river. There is a river. Hallelujah. 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 Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. There is a river. There is a river. There is a river that flows from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just raise your hands and say, Lord, let that river flow. Let that river flow. Let that river of refreshing and renewal. Times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Pour it out, Lord, today. Pour out your Spirit in this place. Hallelujah. There is a river. There is a river. Hallelujah. Out of your innermost being, let there flow rivers of living water. Let there flow rivers of living water in Jesus' name. Out of your innermost being. Out of your innermost being, let it spring up. Let it spring up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There is a river. There is a river. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pour out your Spirit today. Let that river flow. Let it flow. Spring up, O well. Spring up, O well. Spring up, O well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If there's anything that's blocking that river, anything that you need to repent of, anything that the Lord's kind of beginning to convict you about, that, hey, that's just something you need to deal with, go ahead and repent of that. Confess that. Lord, forgive me. Cleanse it out of my life. I give it to you. I surrender it to you. Not going to let anything block the flow of the Holy Spirit in my life. We just let that stuff go in Jesus' name. We don't need it. We don't need it. You're everything that we need, Lord. That river sustains us. That river gives us life. We don't need that other stuff. Whatever it is that you're trying to hang on to, whatever you're trying to find life from, that's not of the Lord, just let it go. Say, Lord, here it is. I let it go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let that river spring up. Hallelujah. Out of their innermost being. Out of their innermost being. Rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. River. Rivers of living water. Hallelujah. 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 Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let it flow. Let it flow. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just begin to sing to the Lord. Sing a new song. Lord, we worship your holy name, O God. We love you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you all our praise, all our worship. It belongs to you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We sing a new song to you. We give you our praise, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Send that worship and that praise and that adoration, the river begins to flow. Hallelujah. 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 We love you, Lord. We give you all our praise, O God. We give you all our love. We adore you, Lord. Oh, we come into that secret place. We come into that secret place, Lord. Where we can sit at your feet and adore you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We love your holy name, O God. We love your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I almost sense that this is kind of like priming the pump for some of you. It's been a while since you've really sensed the presence of God and the flow of the river of God. And it's almost like sometimes those old pumps, you had to prime them a little bit before they got going. So we're just doing a little priming here. It's almost like spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. But we're just going to press through a little bit more. I know time's a little bit late, but we're just going to take another couple moments here and just press through. You press through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, just soak. Just saturate. Holy Spirit, come and settle upon each one of these. Release that river. Release the joy of the Lord. Release the presence of God. Release worship to happen in Jesus' name. Let new life spring up. Hallelujah. Out of their innermost being shall flow rivers, 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 rivers of living water. Spring up, O well, in Jesus' name. Spring up, O well. I'm calling to that well in Jesus' name. Spring up. Spring up. Spring up. Hallelujah. Spring up. Let it flow in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Spring up, oh well. Hallelujah. Spring up. Hallelujah. Spring up. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Out of their innermost being, let the river of God flow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, just like Pastor Mark said, in your early morning time, get up and worship the Lord. Put some worship music on and spend time in God's presence. I know there's a ton of things that you feel like you need to do. You take that time and worship Him. That river will just begin to flow. Hallelujah. It'll satisfy every thirst that you have. There's nothing this world has that can satisfy that thirst. Only the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, bless you as you go today. It's been good to be in God's presence and have a wonderful Sunday afternoon.